Well, Paul Anderson, you said last week, if you win all your games, you'll be minor Penrose. That's one down, 19 left.
Yeah, the plan's still in place, isn't it? It was a bit tongue-in-cheek, I think, there, but it's alive and it's not an unrealistic target, if I'm being honest.
It wasn't the easiest night to play rugby. You play some good stuff at times. Mm. You've got the win. I guess that's all that matters right now.
Yeah, we won ugly. That's simple. And we managed to grind it out. Not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. Tough conditions, very, very windy, which can be restrictive in how you want to play. But like I say, it's easier to try and improve off the back of a win than it has been for the last few weeks. And the environment's been real positive, if I'm being honest, but it's going to be easier to be a bit more honest this week.
Yeah, real arm wrestle early on, and then a moment of skill from Danny Brough unlocks the defence and Wardle scores in the corner.
Good players do that. Good players can do that, and they can turn things on just like that. And I thought half time probably a fair reflection of the scoring, and at full time I'd like to think it's a fair reflection as well.
Yeah, you were made to work hard, weren't you? The witness didn't give you anything easy tonight.
Oh, they're a good footballing team, and defensively they've been very, very strong as well. And I'd have been happy if they'd have kept them to six, or happier if we'd have kept them to six and the 12. The try they scored from Manica Ford was too sloppy. That's not good enough. That's not try line defence that wins you or anything. We've got to be better than that.
Yeah, you nosed in front. You got more than a score in front. Like you were going to be all right. And then, not for the first time, made a mess of the kickoff. What's happening there?
I don't know. Those questions I need to ask into. I can quite easily think about the conditions and the wind played a part, but just some communication, I think, there, especially on the kickoffs and, well, definitely on two of the kickoffs. It was one, and we nearly bobbled another one with Jamie Ellis.
Yeah, and Wardley, if his first try was handed to him by Danny Brough, the second one, he's a top quality centre, isn't he?
I can't remember that one, to be fair.
He crashed over in the corner.
Obviously, on the left side, yeah. He's a good player, mate. He's a good player, and we've been talking about some things for him this week and what things we can adjust for him, and we'll have another look tomorrow to see if that's actually come to fruition for him. But he knows the try line, and it's a fair lethal combination left edge with Brough and Brett out there as well.
Yeah, Brett took a bang on the shoulder. Is he all right?
Yeah, he should be fine, mate. He just got a bit stretched out there. He got trapped in, and he should be fine.
Okay. Kopchak off the bench. Decent effort from him. He really ran it in hard. He seemed to make a difference when he came
on. I think Craig Hubie's had his best game. I think he's had his best game. He's got better in each and every game. But over the four rounds, I think Coppy's probably been our best front rower. I mean, coming off the bench, because he brings some energy and he brings some footwork, and he brings a lot of time in there as well. So we're a lot more balanced to our front rowers this year than what we've had previously. And Coppy had gone well. Earl had a good spell. He got stronger as the game went on. Did Earl obviously come up with his try? Coppy's got a bit of white line fever, hasn't he? From 60 out, he should have finished that.
Yeah, I didn't realise there was a slope on the pitch. He looked like he was running uphill at the end.
Well, he's into wind as well, so he's got a big forehead there, hasn't he?
looking at it then, overall happy just to get the win, or things to work on with the performance, or a bit of both?
Yeah, like I said, I think for us it's easier to be a bit more honest with the players now we've got that win, because today we weren't great, but we ground the win out, and it's an opportunity for us to keep working hard and tighten some things up.
Looking forward to next week. It's Castleford. I mean, yeah, they've given Wigan a bit of a hiding tonight.
I believe so, yeah. It's good on them. They've got that in them, so we still got everything to play for. We've still got 19 wins to go for that prediction, haven't we?